And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Sherry Guerrero grew up in an academically focused household, but she was an energetic child who developed a natural love of athletics. For many years, though, she felt that something was missing. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, she tells friend Shay Trotter about a day she'll never forget.
For me, my experience with my parents have been much of a learning experience, definitely. Being from the Asian family and being in America, they are always so strict and encouraging for academics. I had to study hard and read all the time and learn to play the piano, but I really had a lot of energy as a child and I needed a way to exert my energy. I wanted to play sports or be outside all the time, and they always wanted me to study all the time, be inside, read these books, work on the science experiment. I felt a bit challenged because I didn't feel that they supported me in my sports and my activities outside of school. They didn't feel that they supported me because they didn't come to my games. And in college, I was on the rowing team and they never came to my regattas. So it was kind of disappointing because there were families that came to these events, the regattas, the games, and always supported my teammates. Cheering from the bleachers, I can hear my friends' family members cheering for them. And I didn't have my family members come cheering for me. So I had to lower my expectations for some kind of family support and just think that, okay, they brought me into this world. They at least let me play my sports. That's their way of supporting me. I'll take it.
Did you ever let them know? What kind of conversations did you have regarding this lack of support?
Well, I did tell them I really would have liked them to come, but they are always saying, oh, we're too busy, we're doing this, we're doing that, I have this and that. And then finally, one day, they had surprised me. It was in one Saturday, we were at a regatta in Clemson University. It was 2.5-hour drive from Augusta, Georgia, where my parents lived. And they showed up right when I was about to go on my last race. And they said, go ahead, you know what to do. We're here supporting you. And I was so elated just to see that they were there. I could feel and hear them cheering for me from the shoreline as my boat crossed the finish line. And that alone was the one thing that I really just wanted from them. Their presence, although it was the first and their last, it was enough. I felt like they were proud of me.
That was Sherry Guerrero speaking with her friend Shay Trotter. This story was produced locally by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or a loved one, you can go to wabe.org/StoryCorps.